You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Well, hello and a very good morning. Yes, we're here again. We are back. You'll be happy to know my sore throat has disappeared, but I'm a little bit congested. So if I have a slightly different voice today, you're lucky. Right, let's take a look. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. It is Wednesday morning. So it is our midweek program. Yes, our hump day, October the 18th. Taking a look at a birthday for today, getting the day off to a good start. We've got Edward Winslow, who was born on this day. We're going to go back to 1595. An English pilgrim leader on the Mayflower, who served as the governor of Plymouth Colony in 1633-1636, and finally in 1644. His testimony in Mort's relation to one of only two primary sources of the First Thanksgiving. There you are, First Thanksgiving is in existence. That's a good way, isn't it? Thanksgiving won't be long, will it?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it. off a raincoat. Oh, it's just another day.
Well, it may be just another day, but it's the first one since yesterday, really, isn't it? Another day, of course, Paul McCartney released as the A-side of a non-album single. That was in February 1971. In fact, it was his debut single as a solo artist following the Beatles' breakup in 1970. Little bit of a rumpus. Paul McCartney credited his wife Linda as co-writer on the song, triggering legal action from ATV on behalf of the publishing companies Northern Songs and McLean Music. And so anyway, that's it. Another day. They do say here, in actual fact, Wings are not McCartney. Bon Jovi and You Give Love a Bad Name. Keep an eye on the time, almost exactly 10 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Quick good mornings. Good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Well, Renee had a sore throat yesterday as well. Hers has gone as well. All we've got to do now is deal with the sniffles, haven't we? Also, Mary Lou with us bright and early on this Wednesday morning. Great to hear from you, Mary Lou. And here is I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Bit of a remix version too.
Took me
Glenys Knight and the Pips, and believe it or not, that is the Randy Watson Experience Sympathy for the Grapevines remix. Sounds like a novel, doesn't it? You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. It's great to be with you on this Wednesday morning as we sort of gradually get over the sore throat of yesterday. Well, that's really virtually gone. I was quite lucky with that. Had a bit of an uncomfortable night, but feeling great on this Wednesday morning. What we got lined up for you is Wednesday. What do we do on a Wednesday? If he is available, well, we take a look and see what's on at the movies. And Andreas Clementi is going to be with us in the second hour today, 8 o'clock hour. We will be taking a look at the movie Equalizer 3. Also, we're checking in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. And we'll be checking with Yasmin, seeing how her day goes. By the way, just to put you on a little bit of warning, there is apparently going to be some protests this morning. I believe Suntrack's going to be out in the street, so that's going to be... Basically, I think it's because the new mining contract is in the Assembly, and they're going to probably completely ignore everything we said. We'll see. Let's see how it works out. But anyway, there may be trouble on the streets today. Well, not trouble, but trouble getting around. If you're out and about and you know of where there's some blockages or there's some stoppages, do let us know. You can WhatsApp us. That's easy. 677-18822. 677-1882. You can WhatsApp us on that number. Or you can give Gasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162, or just get in touch with us on Instagram and Facebook and all these things, which Yasmin understands. Time on The Breakfast Show, it's virtually exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so that means we're getting you in the shower for this Wednesday morning. Get you all nice and cleaned up and smelling good if you're going on the metro, please. Here's an interesting one in the shower this morning. Everything but the girl. Lullaby of Clubland. like that one. Yes, Everything But the Girl there, and Lullaby of Clubland. How about that? But that's it then. Out the show you get, and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. And say, just a little bit careful out there. There might be some problems with the traffic. Right, I tell you what, let's get back to Renee over there in Athens in Greece, shall we? Renee says, good morning. Glad to hear that the old sore throat is gone. Yes, glad to feel it as well. Now to get rid of the sniffles, she says. My sore throat is gone too, but now I have a hacking cough. And I kept poor Rick up half the night with my coughing. I feel another afternoon nap coming on. Well, it is afternoon over there, but you can't nap well for about another, hour and 40 minutes? Oh, 2 hours and 40 minutes. I was going to go home early. Anyway, if you do pop off and have a nap, do it when the news is on. It's the best time. It's really quite miserable, really. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. It's the Beatles. Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
There we go, yes, a Blackbird off of their 1968 double album, just called The Beatles, but also known, of course, as The White Album, written by McCartney with contributions from John Lennon, so as always, credited to Lennon McCartney, and again, it was a solo piece by McCartney, as it was when we opened up this morning with Another Day. When discussing the song, McCartney has said that the lyrics were inspired by hearing the call of a blackbird in Rishikesh in India and by the racial tensions in southern United States. Now, I tell you what, talking about blackbirds.
Hi, my name's Tim Appleton, a director of the Global Bird Fair, and we, my partner and I, Penny, will be coming to join you at the Panama Bird Festival. We cannot wait. Organised by the Fundación Alada and supporters, it's going to be held over the weekend of the 19th to the 22nd of October at the Omar Park. So we're really looking forward to seeing lots of you. Please come along. There are all sorts of things happening. There are tours, there are workshops, there's art workshops, and it's all the lectures are free as well. So come along, please. And if you have the chance on the 19th, I will be giving the my main lecture. And I look forward to seeing so many of you there. Panama is a great place for birding, and we want to make it even better.
And there you have it, a very nice introduction there from guest speaker Tin Appleton for the Panama Bird Festival. The inauguration is going to be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. With prior registration and donations, and this is going to be with Tim Appleton from Global Bird Fair and Global Birding Weekend, invited from the United Kingdom. And on the 19th and 20th, the events will be in the clubhouse and dome of the Omar Recreational Park, or Parque Omar as we know it, from 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening. In the Magic Zone of Albrook on October the 21st and 22nd, with the Solidarity Showcase of Bird Tourism Services from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Plenty of thematic lectures in the clubhouse of Parque Omar on Thursday the 19th on birds and water for life, with local experts, completely free with prior registration. Don't miss, this is going to be a great event coming up this weekend, the Panama Bird Festival. Want to check it out, get more information, do go to panamabirdfestival.com. panamabirdfestival.com.
Rolling up the boat, I told my Benson, England's blowing smoke and needs attention. Could use a little paint to change the color before they send us back across the water. Love if you're not taught to. How do you dream of freedoms on a curfew? Paying the price to live in our skin is wearing me thin. Who's got love for the taking? Who's got a heart for the aching? No such thing as a kingdom when tomorrow's done for the children. They chop it up and divide. Of a nation, breaking up the euros at the station, visiting the bank for bread and butter. Don't want to see no doctor when we suffer. Think I got a neighbor that's been feeling blue, but maybe that's a symptom. Fucking with a kingdom that never fought for you.
One of my favourite artists, and she's gone very quiet, you know. She made that album, Skins. Joy Crooks, from South London, from Brixton. Just up the road from where I used to hang out in Streatham. I do like her. And that's called Kingdom. And tell you what, time on The Breakfast Show. We're 28 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011,
junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita, este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Yes, unmistakable sound. Raoul Marlow taking the lead of the vocals there with The Mavericks and All That Heaven Will Allow. Now, let me see. What have I got? I tell you what, we're going to take a look at another birthday for today. And it's, in fact, we're going to go to the year, let me see, 1804. King Mongkut. Ring a bell? No, that was the fourth monarch of Siam, which is now called Thailand, under the house of Chakri. He was one of the most revered monarchs of the country. Outside of Thailand, he's best known as the King in the 1951 musical and 1956 film, The King and I, based on the 1946 film, Anna and the King of Siam. In turn, that was based on the 1944 novel by an American missionary about Anna Leonowen's years at his court from 1862 to 1867. I mean, my question would be is, how come she only did 5 years? Keeping on the time, 13 exactly before 8 o'clock, top of the hour, local news for you. Don't forget that.
My man is calling from jail. I know I was naive, a fool in love.
This was called Kings and Queens, and that is from Paloma Faith. And let's say a very good morning to Rosita. Rosita drops a line, hope you feel better soon. I'm not feeling too bad, actually. I was just saying to the good lady, to Christina. I don't feel too bad in myself. In fact, it seems to be clearing a bit. I found I had some tablets which stop mucus, which is very good and seems to have helped a lot. And she says, morning, Jerry, please take care of your cold, or that cold. Take lots of vitamin C, rest and liquids. I couldn't agree more. Apparently rum is supposed to be very good if you've got a cold. Abrazos de sensación. And she says, Rosie, we need you every morning. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take.
Thank you for being. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, I tell you what, Day After Tomorrow. New album is out from the Rolling Stones. I'll lock myself away for the weekend and just listen.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
La Línea 3 beneficiará una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D. on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Nice to meet you. I can show you incredible things. Magic, my love. I saw you there and I thought, oh my God. Look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game. Do you want to play? New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny when it's flying? I know you heard about us. Okay, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
Come back each time you leave. 'Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a dream.
the best place to be in the mornings.
There we go, two in a row, bringing us back musically into this segment of the program, Blank Space. Well, it was a cover of Taylor Swift's song, and that was what they call cabaret style. Pretty good, isn't it? And yes, and I'm trying to think, who was the singer that they had on that cabaret? Can they, I know, it was Ariana Savalas, and a nice job she did too. I like that one. In fact, don't tell anybody. Prefer it to the original. Right, let's take a look, shall we? See if we can find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? What a beautiful day in the neighborhood it is. Yes, it is. It's Wednesday, and it's an extra special day. Today is my anniversary with the cook. Yep, we have celebrating our anniversary today. Woo-hoo. Yes, sirree. So we're going to go have a little celebration up here. It's an interesting thing when you start looking at anniversaries and things like that. It starts to make you think of a little bit about the past, which is kind of good, and it can kind of be bad. The good thing is that I'm remembering back when we had COVID in the country, and I saw something on the David Attenborough. I've been watching and catching up on his series because he's just full of wonderful nature things, and he was showing pictures of when in India, when people were on lockdown, the country was full of smog and soot, and you couldn't see anything, but just the skies were horrible. But as the time went by and lockdown was happening, people actually could see from the city the mountains of they could see Mount Everest. They could see these beautiful mountain ranges. And the same thing in California and everybody all around. And I'm thinking, I remember when we were looking out the window, sitting there in Arrecife and saying, wow, look how green it is. Listen to the frogs, how clear the sky is. It's a shame we can't find a way to keep those moments happening currently and try to. But up here, we're kind of blessed that that's the way it is. And that's one of the reasons having an anniversary sets your mind in remembrance and saying, wow, you remember this? Yeah. And you remember how beautiful the sky is? Well, yesterday driving up from Panama City, the sky coming up that road once you make the turn off of Highway 1 to that long curvy road, it was the most beautiful blue sky with these big fluffy clouds. I enjoyed that drive so much, and it was so beautiful, and I was so excited. I'm coming home to my Chelsea and to my cook. Well, I'm wishing you all a wonderful Wednesday. Happy anniversary to my gal, and guess what? Back to you in the studio!
There we go, and happy anniversary to the cook and to Ingrid over there in, well, Elvira, I guess, yes, she got back, didn't she? Right, That's it then.
Are you not going to say...
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we interrupting you on your phone?
I don't know. You didn't give me the sign. You normally give me the sign like it's time.
There's the sign.
That's a sign.
Yes.
That is inappropriate. Thank God this is
I love radio.
This is an audio medium because that was inappropriate. Good morning, Jerry.
Jasmine thought it was appropriate. She's giggling away.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It was appropriate, wasn't it, Jasmine?
I'm actually pretty happy I'm here. I thought I was not going to make it again.
Well, at least one of us is happy.
No, don't lie. When I came in, the biggest smile on your face. I was like,
I think I pointed out.
You told me to
out and
yeah,
down.
You told me to get out. You told me to get out. And I was like, what do you mean get out?
The mic was on.
Well,
and you're known for being raucous and unruly.
I do not. I just serve myself a nice cup of coffee, and I just talk to you while you are on the radio.
Anyway, you weren't with us last week.
I wasn't. I had a work day.
Oh, nice. That must have been unusual for you.
Oh, how dare you. You will not meet a harder worker than the guy in front of you right now.
Really?
Yes, I believe in effort, Jerry.
Well, it was obviously an effort to get here this morning.
It was. Oh, yes. My God. Traffic was crazy.
Which way do you come?
I normally go either all the way down Centenario towards Corredor Sur.
Mm-hmm.
Or I take the back ways via Porras and take Corredor Sur as well. But today, when I got into almost getting into the Corredor Sur to get here, I saw it was very hectic, and I made the wise, I believe, decision to go through Bisrael. There's a lot of lights there, but it moves other than that. So I think
some tracks were blocking the Corredor Sur
at
Panama Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
We should have told them to go a little bit further up. You know.
Punta Pacifica.
Punta Pacifica.
Here's what's funny. If I would have called you and said, oh, we got to do this over the phone because I'm in traffic, you would have been so mad with me. I know you.
No, I wouldn't have. I just said no.
You would have been like, oh, how dare you.
Yes.
Yeah, you would have said no, really?
Exactly.
Oh, why?
No, because I don't like doing that.
But
I'd like to have the presence of your... No, I don't.
Yes, there you go.
Let's get into that one.
True feelings finally came out.
So, anyway, you made it.
I made it.
And I am glad you made it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you were half an hour later than you normally arrive, which means we had a little bit of peace.
But here's the thing. You sometimes get like, why did you arrive so early?
Exactly.
And I'm like, because if I leave at 7:30 like I did today, I barely make it. And I don't like that. I don't like to be rushed. I like to show up here, bother you for about half an hour, and then be on the show.
You do a good job.
I do a great job.
You do a very good
job.
Yeah.
I do a great job with that. Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, come on. Another Equalizer film.
I mean, come on. They're so fun. I'm assuming you're a fan. These are right up your alley.
Of the original ones on TV.
I like the TV show?
Yeah, don't you remember the TV show, The Equalizer?
Come on, man. Nobody remembers those.
Is it Patrick Manee?
I don't even know. It's Denzel. Come on. Are you not a fan of Denzel?
Sort of.
Sort of?
By the way,
have
you been watching much of this, something we've been watching on TV, and I think the title's only one word, I can't remember what it was. Lupin.
I saw the first season, or the first series, as you like to call it.
The chapter.
Okay. Mm. And I didn't continue the second, so I know that the third one just premiered.
We're enjoying it.
You just started it?
Yeah, we just started it. We got through the first one so quite quickly. Very, very good.
So it's fun. We enjoyed.
Now, the lead actor in there, because it's all in en français.
I know, I understand.
And Yasmin says that I don't understand French. Don't you? Oui.
Well, because
I'm watching a whole series in French.
Oh, wow.
You use subtitles, I'm assuming? Or you
dubbed.
Oh, why did you dub it? Watch it with subtitles,
dubbing,
Jerry.
Do you know what? This is one of the ones I bet you don't even realize it's dubbed.
No.
No. Because you know now they have this technology where the lips will actually move with the dubbing.
I am complete disagreement. I hate dubbing. I like to watch it in the original language.
Well,
I
wish you would dub.
Really? In what language? Curiosity.
English would be nice.
Oh, nice.
Hey, but no, seriously, I mean, I've been watching it dubbed, and it hasn't sort of been up front to me. I haven't noticed it, which is unusual, I agree.
Okay.
But now,
Yes.
They were looking, weren't they, for James Bond, and they were looking at...
You like Lupin?
I think he would make, because Idris.
Yeah, he's too rough. He's too old, in my opinion.
He's also too rough. This guy, I can't remember his name, but he is youngish, and he's got this debonair sort of thing, air to him.
I think the Broccoli family would die before they name a French guy James Bond.
Yeah, but he speaks good English when he's dubbed.
Oh, really? Nice. They just put Pierce Brosnan's voice behind him. You're fine.
Well, they can do that now.
I guess so, yeah.
Or Sean Connery. I think you'd be a bit funny with the Scottish
accent.
That would
be super weird. Yeah, super weird.
Anyway, you went to see...
The Equalizer 3.
Yeah, why?
They're fun movies. First of all, Denzel Washington is probably one of the best actors ever. Not even, like, today, ever. Denzel Washington. If you go pound for pound, like, every single one of his films, there's so many good ones. Like, it is impossible to do, like, oh, let me give you a top 10 of Denzel movies. You probably will get past 10 that are in the Hall of Fame of Denzel Washington movies.
Was he in The Bone Collector?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I liked him in that.
He's so good. In that movie, he's just lying on a bed for the entirety of the film.
I'm very good at that.
He's still so, like, enchanting to watch. Like, he's so amazing at his craft.
I'm good at lying on a bed.
You are great at sitting down talking on a mic.
And I'm dubbed.
You should do it all in an American accent one day.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. Anyway, come on, let's see.
Let's go.
Equalizer 3.
Directed by Antoine Fuqua, once again. He's a director. He directed a movie called Training Day with Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Earned him an Oscar.
So he's trying to get another one.
No, this is not an Oscar movie.
No, I wouldn't have thought that.
And there's an action movie. Starring Denzel Washington and Dakota Fanning, a little bit of a reunion.
What was he Fanning?
Dakota Fanning is a child actress. No. It's the last name, Jerry.
Oh, it's his last name?
Her last name. Dakota is the woman.
Oh,
yes.
Right, I thought it was a state or a town.
Well, there's a lot of Londons out there and Parises.
Well, Paris, yes. I don't know many Londoners.
There are no London. I'm pretty sure women are called London, no? Some women, no?
Oh, yes.
Maybe. Give us the plot, Jerry.
Okay. Robert McCall, I see they're using the same name as the original.
Because it's based on the original TV show.
Which you haven't seen.
Because it's a bad TV show.
Have you seen it?
I mean, it's dated.
No, excuse me. Have you seen it?
I've seen bits.
Yeah, right.
I've seen bits.
Right. Robert McCall finds himself at home in southern Italy, but he discovers his friends are under control of local crime bosses. As events turn deadly, McCall knows what he has to do. Become friends. Protect her. By taking on the Mafia.
There you go. Enjoy the plot?
I did.
Called attention?
I got that.
Have you seen one of the other ones? No. You haven't seen any of the films?
I think I have.
Those are really, like, you would really enjoy those, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're available, some of them, on Netflix.
Well, there's only three, isn't there?
Well, yeah. There's a lot. That's plenty.
Well, this is
you want more?
There's two others than this one.
Yeah, you should watch some of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you watched a series?
No. It's from 1968?
Well, there's nothing wrong with 1968, for heaven's sake.
It's pretty old. It's pretty old. Anyways.
Get on with it.
Positive.
Sooner we get this over, you can leave.
No, don't say that. How dare you. Anyways. Denzel Washington is still amazing, okay, with enormous gravitas.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the audience believe that a man nearly in his 70s can still kick ass at that level.
Why do you think that's so unusual?
Because, let's
look
be honest.
Look at me.
Can you kick ass like Robert McCall?
If you bend over, I can, yes.
Yeah. Jesus.
Call me Jerry.
There you go. Incredibly gory.
Oh, really?
Much more than anticipated, and right off the bat. I mean, this movie starts, and there is literally a man lying on the floor with an axe between his face. It's amazing. It's so unexpected that the movie begins this way. It is an incredibly gory film. The setting is amazing. Great cinematography from a beautiful part of the world. How they film southern Italy is just great. You really want to be there. You really want to be in that. And you feel like you're there. The audience buys the connection McCall has with the people from this little town.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, a testament to Denzel Washington's ability. Like, you believe this guy is really getting attached to these people, that when he goes out and starts killing people to defend these people, you understand why, because he is really connected to this little town. Okay. The use of real Italian actors speaking mostly in Italian gives the movie the authenticity it needs. I have no idea who these Italian actors are, other than Dakota Fanning and Denzel Washington, but they're great. They do their part. They look Italian, obviously. And to be honest, I was so impressed that the movie is... maybe 50% of the movie is in Italian.
Oh, is it dubbed?
No, stop dubbing movies.
Sorry.
I'm starting a campaign.
Is it called subtitles?
Stop. Yes, you do subtitles. That's fine.
In Italian?
No.
No. Okay.
In English. Okay. Interesting setup for more Equalizer films in the future. By using Dakota Fanning's CIA character as connective tissue to an important past character. Dakota Fanning was a very well-known child actor. She grew up, sadly, the roles started to diminish.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to make a little bit of a comeback. She's still incredibly talented. And I think this is a great gateway for her to start getting a little bit more notice, getting to some franchise films, getting... I'm assuming she'll have a bigger role in future Equalizer films if we get future Equalizer films. And if I'm not mistaken, this movie made money.
Mm-hmm.
So there probably will be another Equalizer film in the future. So... keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of negatives.
A lot of negatives. Let's go. First of all, the fight choreographies are probably the least interesting in the franchise. Probably has something to do with Washington's age. In the first series, he had a lot more fighting to do, but now he's 70, you know, try to make it a little more simple, use more guns. I remember in the first movie, he didn't use guns. He literally said, I don't use guns. He uses a lot of guns in this one, I'll tell you that. But yeah.
My favorite scene with a gun is one from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh,
when the
yeah.
guy comes out swinging with the sword and he just gets his gun out and shoots him. I thought that was... I still laugh at that when
improvised.
I think about it. I'm easily pleased.
Improvised by Harrison Ford, by the way.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. It wasn't improvised. Apparently it was so hot where they were filming.
Uh-huh.
And he went to Steven Spielberg like, hey man, I'm exhausted. Can I just pull out a gun? I was like, yeah, sure. Because there was a whole fight choreography with it. With
now, let's get on with half an hour's negatives.
Here we go. Negatives. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The whole CIA drug smuggling plotline is boring. The audience just wants to get back to McCall in Italy making friends and kicking ass to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
They do a whole thing with drug smuggling through the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And the mafia's connected, obviously, but it's boring. They show a bunch of CIA agents, including Dakota Fanning, there. They're like, can we get back to the kicking ass in Italy thing?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that. Dakota Fanning's casting seems like a waste of her talent. Stunt casting giving both actors connection.
Having a job is better than not having a job.
Super fair, but if people remember, these two have worked together in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Fanning and Denzel Washington in a movie called Man on Fire. Great film.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Man on Fire?
No, I haven't seen anybody on fire.
It's also a movie about revenge. It is Dakota Fanning gets kidnapped and Denzel Washington starts killing people to find out where she is.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good way of doing it.
This is honest. Sure. It's interesting, though. This is her breakout role. Man on Fire was Dakota Fanning's breakout role with I Am Sam. Those two roles were her breakout roles at the same year, I think. And obviously, there was the director and producer was like, why don't we bring back her to the fold and try to spark some advertising, some marketing for this?
Mm-hmm.
And again, waste of her talent. She doesn't do much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The franchise suffers from the Superman effect. If nobody can hurt the main character, the storytelling gets boring.
Mm.
And this has been a staple of this franchise. Nobody really is a fighting threat to Robert McCall. I don't know if the TV show was the same, but in the movies, literally nobody, nobody barely touches him. Like, it's amazing how he just goes through people like butter, and at no point in the film you feel that the villain is a threat.
Because and apparently the villains suck.
Yeah, that's my next negative.
Yes.
But that's the thing. Like, you need, and that's the problem with all these Superman movies. People are like, oh, what's the problem with the Superman movie? That the guy is unbeatable. You need to have the hero needs to have a fault, needs to have a weakness. There, as the audience, you need to be afraid for him. Like, oh, I hope he gets through this. But if you know that nobody can beat him, it becomes boring.
Idris Elba's looking for a job if somebody gets hurt.
Hey, man. And the last one, the villain sucks.
Yes.
The evil stunts they pull towards the town people really work for the audience to hate them, but Their complete inability to put up a fight towards one man is lame.
And they have a gun.
Huh? They try. They have guns. Doesn't matter. They
miss.
But it's just crazy. Like, they set up this whole big baddie thing. Like, I know you like a big bad.
I like a good baddie.
Yeah, correct. Mm. They set him up. He does horrible things, horrendous things to these town people. You're like, you're like, oh, I hope he gets them. But at the end of the day, Robert McCall does something that pisses him off, pisses the bad guy off. But the bad guy can't do anything to defend himself. And you're like, so what's the point?
Mm.
If all that happens in this movie is Robert McCall shows up in a little town in Italy, falls in love, these people kind of torture these people. Robert McCall's like, that's not happening. And guess what? That's not happening because Robert McCall's going to kill all of them. And right. That is a little bit boring storytelling-wise.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll take a piece of music. Then we'll look at the final comments. There we go, Tina Turner, and show some respect. And, well, we're chatting with Andreas, and we're looking at the Equalizer 3 movie this morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Denzel Washington, one of the best actors working today, still kicking mm-hmm. ass. Mm-hmm. So final comments, here we go.
Okay.
All Equalizer films are equally as good, meaning they're a great watch on a Friday night at your house with some snacks. Are they cinematic masterpieces? No. Are they in the top echelon of action movies? No. Are they in the Denzel Washington Movies Hall of Fame? No. But there are a great 2 hours of your time.
Mm. I love movies like that.
Yeah.
See, now that's what I always tell you. All I want to do is sit down and be taken away from everything else that's happening in the world.
Yeah, but if you tell me you rather watch Training Day or Equalizer, I'm going to say Training Day. If you rather watch Flight or Equalizer, I'd rather watch Flight. You rather watch Malcolm X, I'd rather watch Malcolm X. You rather watch, I can keep going, Philadelphia, I'd rather watch Philadelphia. Man on Fire. Like, there's so many Denzel Washington movies. Like, even Fences, I'd rather watch. Like, he's so good at anything he does. Here's the one thing I've never seen him do. Do a goofy comedy. I would love to see if he's capable of doing that. Because I'm sure he would. Like, he's that talented.
Does he slap people?
In this movie?
No, in any. Does he the award ceremonies or anything like that?
Here we go.
Does he slap anybody?
Hey, Will Smith, back in the news.
Oh, about his wife?
Yeah, his wife just...
Apparently they've been separated.
I know, man. Like, at some point, keep it to yourself. Nobody cares. Like, I mean... Why keep it bringing
yes,
it up?
Yes, they're the only people in the world that are separated, though. Let's just see.
Those two are the personification of Instagram, okay? Hey, too much information, man. Keep it to yourself. The only reason you're revealing this is to garner more attention. Just stop. Just become sad at some point. And that family in particular just became sad. Incredibly sad.
Yeah. Does his son act? His son does act.
He tried.
He tried.
He tried and failed.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the Karate Kid, which was a pretty fun film.
Okay. And what I saw the other day, I didn't realize. Famous actor. And also his son acts, and they're saying, what happened to him?
A lot of them. There's a lot of nepotism.
Yes. I'll tell you what, talking about nepotism, when I had my own sort of oil trading company in London, it was in Brook Street.
Yeah.
In the heart of the sort of the wealthy West End. And we had offices down on the ground floor, and on the other side of the ground floor, it was a big space, was a movie production team. It was a movie team.
Yeah.
Because the guy that was sponsoring us financially bought a movie, which was part done, and he moved all the people down there. Talk about waste of money and waste of time.
Really?
Oh, man. I mean, it was ridiculous. You can see why these films cost so much.
Do you remember the movie?
I can't remember what it was called. It was in Ireland.
But it came out? It actually was?
It actually came out because he went to the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
It came out. And I think it had Christopher Lee in it as well. I'm not sure.
But oh, wow.
But it didn't do anything exciting. But no, I mean, to see these people just wasting money, and you know, no wonder the credits at the end are almost as long as a movie. I mean, come on, they even put the guy who goes and gets the water or something, and they're all buddies, they're all mates.
Yeah, well, listen, here's the thing about nepotism, and I'll say this for once. Every decision I make when I hire somebody to help me fix something in my house and something, I try to look for somebody that I trust.
Of course, we all do.
Correct. So, yes, there might be out there somebody more talented than that person I hired to fix my house, but I don't trust the other person. I trust this one.
This isn't a question of getting paid. Look at the list at the end of the movie. They've got people there I'm sure don't do anything. I mean, they got the go for this, the go for that, the go for, you know, I mean...
Yeah, listen... For example, it just came out that the last Mission Impossible movie lost a lot of money. That movie had to stop during filming because of COVID.
Mm.
And when it came back up, they had a bunch of protocols installed that cost a lot of money because it requires more people to keep control of the COVID thing. And it cost over $350 million to make that film. That movie, plus the marketing that normally... The old saying is you normally got to double the budget for marketing. So if it cost $350 million, probably marketing was $200 million. So assuming this movie total cost was about $500 million, that movie is probably going to lose money. That movie is probably going to lose money. It just came out that they took too long to put it on digital.
How can they be so expensive, for heaven's sake?
Well, the actors take a big chunk out of that from right off the top. I'm telling you, between the cast, it's about $100 million.
They're on strike, aren't they?
Well, they're getting more money with the strike, trust me. Mm. They're going to get a bunch of money. The reason that the writers' strike ended and the actors has not is because the actors saw what the writers got and they're like, we need to get more because we're the actors. And to some degree, they have a point. You, for example, don't go see a movie because of a writer. You go see a movie because of an actor.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. There's only one or two movies that I would have seen because of an actor. One was Sean Connery. The other one was Michael Caine.
He just retired, by the way.
Who?
Michael Caine just announced he's retiring from acting.
I'm not surprised.
He's 90.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't remember his lines, can he?
But he said it yesterday, actually. He came out and said he's retired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, but he was... There were just a few... I don't go to see
a movie
because there's an actor.
For example, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Hmm.
You don't remember who wrote that movie. You don't remember who directed that movie. You remember Michael Caine and Steve Martin. That's what you remember from that film. So, yeah, that's why the actors are like, if writers got that, we need to get more. Friends, for example. A lot of people don't know who wrote Friends, but those six dudes, you remember them. You know them because of that. Those guys keep getting about $10 million for Friends a year.
I remember my Friends.
Do you?
It's not difficult. I mean, I don't even have six.
When I come into the store, you're like, who are you?
Exactly. Yeah. They said Friends.
No, it's rough.
What do you got lined up for this week?
I want to watch horror this
who?
Season. Horror. I want to watch some terror.
Well, yes, yeah. Well, it is coming up for
I know.
Halloween.
I actually participated in a podcast. You remember Melly? Melly Lee Gilping?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she has a podcast with Brooke. I don't really remember.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Called Mom's Art 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited me to do a little recommendations for Halloween movies. And it actually, that episode comes out today, if somebody wants to listen to it. But I gave some recommendations, and normally I give, like, family-oriented ones. And then this year I was like, no, I'm going to straight-out horror some current horror films. And I recently saw, a saw one that really was great and scared the bejesus out of me called Talk to Me, Australian horror film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
There's one I saw at the... when we went to the movies, and it was one of the trailers before.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Knock Knock or something about a young boy? And he keeps saying something there, saying the parents don't believe him, and then I had a funny feeling it's called Knock Knock. I'm sticking it because that was I saw that and thought, ooh, that looks like Edge of Your Seat.
There's one called like Sinister Red Door. Is that it? Does sound familiar?
I don't think so.
But yeah, I want to watch some horror films. I want to try to get into that this season. I'm trying to get my wife into it. We're just watching a show on Netflix that premiered called The Fall of the House of Rush or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really interesting. Not so much horror, but intrigue. I think you're going to enjoy the show.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But there's some good horror images. I'm trying to get into it this season. Trying to have fun with it.
I haven't watched a horror movie for a long time.
There's some good ones. You can listen to the podcast.
I've seen your Instagram. That's...
No, I haven't posted on my Instagram since I quit the radio show. I swear to God.
Really?
Not one post.
No.
No.
I don't.
Not interested.
I mean, I'm terrible. I mean, I sometimes think to myself, you know, I'm probably somebody who's got a reasonably interesting life because I see different people every day and whatever, and I don't post anything. I just cannot get into it. I mean, I got a Facebook account which I use and post things when I go on holiday because the listeners like to see
to know
what we're
where
doing.
You are, yeah.
But other than that, I just don't see the point.
But imagine if you didn't have that show. You wouldn't even, like, open that.
Well, I wouldn't even have it.
Yeah,
I don't even listen. But, I mean, I have. I have my faithful... Where's my social media person?
Here we go. She's so good, though.
So, social media person.
Hello.
Yeah, you're my social media person.
Oh, yes, of course.
You see, yeah, Yasmin does all the postings on Instagram and that for us.
By the way, you know what I saw? It's interesting. The it's called Big Vape on Netflix as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a documentary on Juul, the electronic cigarette company.
Okay.
It's like the rise and fall of that company. And super interesting. The conclusion of that is social media kind of destroyed that company.
Oh, yeah?
Because what that company created, at least what I got from it, is that that company actually created something that would help a lot of smokers quit.
Well, that's why, I mean, the international community has given Panama a stick. I mean, they're saying, you know, what are you doing? Because they have banned these things completely. You can't sell them, you can't import them. And they're turning around saying, hey, this is an aid to stop people smoking. I mean, I don't use the things, but... I don't know. I cannot get my head around the thinking of some of these people that legislate these laws. They got nothing better to do.
I mean, it's been proved that it stops and helps people get out of smoking.
The problem is, and what this documentary signals and what happened to that company is, it became a trend for kids that previously did not smoke.
Okay, but
and they became addicted to nicotine,
but there is no
because of that.
There is no nicotine in it. It's the whole idea of it.
No. There's no carcinogenics. There's no combustion.
Mm.
But there is nicotine. There is tobacco in it. Yes. That's the whole point.
Well, I mean, why don't they just take the nicotine out?
You can't take nicotine off tobacco. It's part
of
the...
strawberries. Something they taste the strawberries.
They put flavors on it, and that's one of the criticisms to it, that attracts kids, because they put flavors on the tobacco. Anyways.
If people don't have children, there's no problem.
By the way, great argument. I find funny that the whole group of parents were parents against vaping, that actually really caused problems to the company. I'm like, and some of the people talking in the documentary were like, what about your job as a parent to not let them do this?
Exactly.
The product is supposed to be sold for people over 18. If your kids are buying it illegally,
mm-hmm.
how are we at fault?
Exactly. Slap them.
But they say the marketing for them was kind of enticing for kids and whatever.
And they used
influencers. But again, it's all debate. I don't actually mm-hmm. know it. I don't use vapes, but I know a lot of people that do. And apparently it is better for the lungs to vape than to smoke, because what apparently causes the most damage to the lungs is when you combust
mm-hmm.
tobacco, when you burn tobacco.
Exactly.
And vaping does not burn tobacco.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll look forward to next week.
Yeah.
Talking horror.
I'm hoping. I don't know. I don't even know what's coming out. I think a lot of Disney's coming out because they celebrated 100 years.
I mean, if you want real horror, just, well, come as you are.
How dare you? How dare you, Jerry? What a bad goodbye.
Take care, my friend.
Take care, brother.
See you next week. Here we go. Andres Clementi with us this morning. We'll have a trailer and some info on the movie on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. But for right now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hi, my name's Tim Appleton, a director of the Global Bird Fair, and we, my partner and I, Penny, will be coming to join you at the Panama Bird Festival. We cannot wait. Organised by the Fundación Alada and supporters, it's going to be held over the weekend of the 19th to the 22nd of October at the Omar Park. So we're really looking forward to seeing lots of you. Please come along. There are all sorts of things happening. There are tours, there are workshops, there's art workshops, and it's all the lectures are free as well. So come along, please. And if you have the chance, on the 19th, I will be giving my main lecture, and I look forward to seeing so many of you there. Panama is a great place for birding, and we want to make it even better.
And there you have it, a very nice introduction there from guest speaker Tim Appleton for the Panama Bird Festival. The inauguration is going to be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. With prior registration and donations. And this is going to be with Tim Appleton from Global Bird Fair and Global Birding Weekend, invited from the United Kingdom. And on the 19th and 20th, the events will be in the clubhouse and dome of the Omar Recreational Park, or Parque Omar as we know it, from 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening. In the Magic Zone of Albrook on October the 21st and 22nd, with the Solidarity Showcase of Bird Tourism Services from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Plenty of thematic lectures in the clubhouse of Parque Omar on Thursday the 19th on birds and water for life, with local experts, completely free with prior registration. Don't miss, this is going to be a great event coming up this weekend, the Panama Bird Festival. Want to check it out, get more information, do go to panamabirdfestival.com. panamabirdfestival.com.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah. That's us.
'Cause we play
this.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
concerned. It will not harm you. It's
only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past, you followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
Oh, there we go. Yes, we started off Scott McKenzie, of course, and San Francisco, and followed on that. That was Elusive Butterfly with Bob Lind. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are just 10 seconds away from 24 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we've still got a bit to go. I'm going to take another piece of music, and then we're going to check in with Yasmin. And I know this, we have got a couple of good people born on this day in the world of music. I think you're going to enjoy this. Well, we are at any rate. This is Annie Lennox. I can't get next to you.
Complete and I'm so blue, 'cause I can't get.
There we go. That is Annie Lennox and I Can't Get Next to You. And not next to me, but behind me. Here we go. Yasmin again.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are you doing over there?
I sneeze.
Oh, you sneeze. Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, good time to do it.
Exactly.
When the mic comes on. Lovely. Hey, how was yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I work and did exercise. And that was all.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Work mm-hmm. and exercise.
Yes, because today is very busy.
Oh, yeah, what you got today?
Today, okay, first of all, I have to go to the foundation to take some photos because there are some representatives of two foundations from El Salvador.
Oh, really?
This is the first time here in Panama. So they arrived because on Saturday we are going to a hearing health tour in La Chorrera.
Okay.
So they are going to learn how to do it because they haven't done that in El Salvador.
Okay.
And they are coming just to learn everything about how the foundation works and everything. So I'm excited about that.
Okay.
That's going to be on Saturday.
Are they going to open up their own foundation or be part of our foundation?
No, they already have their own foundation in El Salvador. Okay. But they are coming to learn more stuff. You know?
Well, that's excellent.
And of course, we also are going to learn from them. So.
Yeah. Good.
So that's going to be nice. I'm going to meet them today. And afterwards, I have to go to the Panama Convention Center because there's a Forbes event. You know the magazine, Forbes?
Oh, Forbes magazine. Yeah, of course.
They're going to have an event there.
They list all the rich people every year.
Ah, exactly. Yes.
We're not on the list. So I wouldn't go if I were you.
And you know, we have a representative of this magazine here in Panama.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I can contact her too.
Yeah, contact them and we can have a chat with them one morning. That'd be good.
And after that, I have to go to Alta Plaza. Because today is the opening of a new area. It's a new Christmas area. So everybody can go there and take some photos, Christmas photos.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah, hey, that's right, isn't it? We're well over halfway through October now. Soon we click that. And November, we got quite a few days off in November, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
I like November and December and Carnival and Easter.
Yeah, so that's my day.
Oh, great. Okay. That's it. Well, that's enough, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, you do more in your day than Andreas does. Oh, poor guy. And we got a couple of people born on this day in music. A couple of goodies, I think.
Oh, yes. The first one is Chuck Berry. He was born in 1926. Singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He was one of the pioneers of rock and roll music who helped develop rhythm and blues into the major elements that made rock and roll distinctive. He also surprised hit in 1972 with the UK and US number one single, My Ding-a-Ling.
Which was, by the way, of course, just to prove it was a good song, was banned by the BBC.
Oh, wow.
You know? And this is my favourite song for the men.
Oh, yeah?
This is the shower song for the men.
Okay.
Everybody sing this one. I want to hear everybody join in. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She said it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody singing. I want to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my got to tell you, it's a little jerk right there, a little jerk in it right there. Can't do without that jerk. Yeah. When I started grammar school, I used to stop off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, I'd take out my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Hey,
on that jerk again. Does something good to you. Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty had an awful fall. When they went to tell the king, caught him playing with his ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Come on now, everybody sing some kind of ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. Oh, yeah. Got something to it. Remember the girl next door? We used to play house on the kitchen floor. I'd be king, she'd be queen. Together we'd play it down. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, Sunday school tried to teach me the golden rule, but every time the choir would sing, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. That's right, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Everybody singing. Everybody joins in on that chorus. This here song, it ain't too sad. Cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
You get it now, dear. Wonder why the BBC banned it. It got to number one in the US and the UK.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The best thing you do, if you want to, you know, if they banned The Breakfast Show,
mm-hmm.
we'd have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Oh, what do we have to do to be banned?
So, you can sing that song every day.
Yes. Yes, that's my shower song for the boys at one.
Uh-huh.
So, it's just so funny. Yeah. And, of course, it just really depends on how you interpret it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly.
It's that little thing with bells on.
Mm-hmm.
It goes ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. Who else we got?
Also, we have Ronnie Wright from the Custers. He was born in 1938. The American rhythm and blues rock and roll vocal group scored the 1958 U.S. number one single Yakety Yak, the 1959 U.S. number two and UK number six single Charlie Brown, as well as Young Blood and Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Quite successful, they were, the Custers.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the one you like.
Yes, I like it.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't serve that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust car with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when
call back.
Yakety yak.
Yes,
yes, so
fun.
That's a fun one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We like fun music, don't
mm-hmm.
we? Yes,
yeah.
Of course we do.
Of course.
We're easily pleased,
mm-hmm.
I think. Well, you've got a busy day.
Oh, yeah.
Me, I'm going to, well, just, I don't feel too bad. I took this, I've got these tablets because I had a lot of problem overnight with mucus,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
with the, and I suddenly remember this morning I've got tablets that will stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took them and I don't have any problem right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm quite, well, almost normal.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
That's good.
Normal is not something. But, yes, so maybe I'm feeling a bit better. So I shall relax today, get over to what have we got tomorrow? We've got tomorrow Dr. Computer's coming in, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Alex Newman,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be talking about Caravana.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is only a week away.
Rita Sosa is coming, right?
Rita Sosa is coming, mm-hmm. So a week away. It's a week tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So this time next week, I'll be going along helping the Brits mm-hmm. get all set up.
Yes.
Yes, yippee.
So nice.
So, yeah, this is good fun. Do you go to that?
No, never.
You should do.
No,
never?
It's too crowded.
Well, it's...
That, every year it's too crowded.
That just goes to show how good it is.
I know. I don't like that.
You can go and eat food from all over the world and drink from all over the world, and there's entertainment, and but I suppose it's too enjoyable for you, really.
No, it's not. I don't like to eat while I'm stand up.
You're standing?
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot of people around, and no.
I must admit, I don't like crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just see the photos and the videos and that's all.
Oh, I'll take some photos for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, please.
Because it's the first time it's going to be at the full-sized conference centre at Megapolis over the road.
Oh,
so wow. I can walk.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's good.
And then stagger home.
Mm-hmm.
Late at night. apparently this year they're doing like an after party because if you get invited you can stay after 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've heard. I heard rumours. We'll find out more about that.
Exactly.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. Well, look, you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much, and you too, and everybody.
Yeah, as if, when I was going through my music yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and there's one thing that we don't have anymore. And we don't have instrumental hits, do we? Music.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have instrumental music.
Wait. I forgot something.
Oh, yes.
The Prisma tickets.
Oh, the Prisma tickets.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
We have four tickets.
We have four tickets.
To give away. Yeah.
For Prisma.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what, for tonight?
That's tonight.
Oh, you better be hurry. Hurry up then.
Yes.
I tell you, we'll get everybody to go to your Instagram account and mm-hmm. ask for them, because then they can continue during the day.
Yeah, send me just a DM message
mm-hmm.
to TBS_JerryD.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the tickets
yeah.
for tonight.
Yes, yeah, so there you are. That's Prisma. Because... Zamina was with us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, sorry, I forgot about that. It's a bit late.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, get in touch with Yasmin. Was it on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
And it is...
TBS_JerryD.
JerryD, that's mm-hmm. me. And Yasmin will get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Well, that's it then.
Thank you.
Yes. No more surprises? No. Glad one of us is working. Now, what I was getting to is we don't have sort of instrumental...
Uh-huh.
Hits anymore. We don't have bands, do we? We don't have, you know, we could be. So I thought I'm going to do a few to bring us out of this morning's program.
Oh, okay. Yes,
starting with this one
mm-hmm.
from Percy Faith and his orchestra. Mm-hmm. Theme from mm-hmm. A Summer Place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gaz, do you like that?
Of course.
Yeah, lovely music. We don't have anything like that anymore. Nice music. Well, we do on this program. Well, the first one's a mentioned theme from A Summer Place, and it was so unusual, but it does have lyrics. It had lyrics by Mac DeSant and music by Max Steiner, and written for the 1959 movie, which was A Summer Place, and that starred Sandra Dee and Troy Donahue, and recorded for the film as an instrumental by Hugo Winterhalter, who was that version. Well, it was that version that we just played, but by Percy Faith and his orchestra. Following on from that was a song. It's called Stranger on the Shore, and it was a piece for clarinet. It was written by Acca Bilk for his young daughter, and originally named Jenny after her. Well, the tune was written on a single scrap of paper by Acca Bilk and handed over to Leon Young. That's going back. Leon Young, God bless, he was what, with us 1916 to about 1991. And he crafted the string arrangement, including the characteristic harmonic shifts at the very end. And subsequently used as the theme tune of a BBC TV drama serial for young people, which was called Stranger on the Shore. First released in 1961 in the UK and then in the US, and reached number one in the US and number two in the UK. Now, the next one I've got is one that I remember from when I was 16. I was on taking vacation. I was in training for the Royal Air Force. And I went to my father's place. He lived just sort of outside of Kingston in London. And I went over to his place, and he said, you've got to hear this piece of music. And he was playing it incessantly on his nice hi-fi system. And it was this one. It was Horst Jankowski and A Walk in the Black Forest. And A Walk in the Black Forest. Well, I mentioned when we were talking about the theme from A Summer Place, and I mentioned the fact that it was Mr. Waltermeyer, who did the arrangements for that, Hugo Waltermeyer, Walter Halter, And he also is responsible for this one, which got to number one for him in the US, sold over 1 million copies of the song. Canadian Sunset. That's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast. You never know what you're going to get on this show, do you? I go off on all sorts of different tangents. But there we are, four tracks going back mainly to the 1950s and 1960s of instrumental hits that we had back in those days. We just don't get any anymore, do we? Right, well, that's it. Let's say a big thank you this morning to Andreas Clementi, for this week's movie review. He was chatting about The Equalizer 3. We'll have the trailer and some comments from Andreas on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.ph. You can always check it out there. And also big thanks, of course, to Ingrid for her check-in this morning, Everyday Story of Country Folk. Congratulations once again to her and the cook for their anniversary. Have a wonderful day. And thanks to Yasmin, my producer, here in the Breakfast Show studio. Does all of our, a lot of our background stuff, does all our, most of our bookings for us, and also our social media, etc., etc. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the United Kingdom, big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background info for us that we use on the show. And, of course, to the boys and girls of Group Regrada, who would turn us on in the morning, and will be turning us off in just a few seconds' time. And most importantly to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. We'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, well, as we always say, do it carefully, please. Why? Tomorrow morning, 7, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.